Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back to episode 2 of our 5-part series where we're discussing hiring as a team sport. And we are here with an expert, Donna Helfria, the VP of talent at Go One. Hey, Donna, welcome back.
Hi there. Thank you.
Oh, I love what you had to say in the first session here about making sure that everyone on the small interviewing team is prepared and they understand their role. I want to ask you a few questions or just dive in and ask you, you know, what the heck do we mean about cultural add versus cultural fit?
Absolutely. Great question. So culture fit is a little triggering. I think it was a term used, you know, long ago to be like, hey, are these people we want to hang out with? Are these people I want to be friends with? Can I go grab a drink with this person? And do they fit? And taking a step back and, you know, wanting to make sure that we're not hiring people that are all the same, making sure that you're looking at this from a diversity lens of what's missing. You know, like I usually kind of start with, like, I've got a hiring team and I'm like, what could you use more of? Or they might even lead with that. Like, hey, I don't need another white male. I would love some females on this team. I would love a different viewpoint of, you know, things we're not thinking of. The other thing is, you know, when you're in this scale up phase where the teams are small and people are really stretched, there could be skill sets that we're missing too. That could be a language competency. For example, we had somebody, resign in France. Well, guess what? We've acquired a company in Blinkist. We could use some crossover with some, you know, German speaking abilities. And that's what's missing on the team. So if you're looking at it as like, hey, a culture add, what's going to add to our culture? What's going to impact our, you know, business results? What's going to impact our go forward strategy plan? And again, if we keep high, like, I always tell people I'm a little dinosaur in the TA space where I'm like, I need people that aren't just like me. You know, I want people that want to be really social sellers. I want them all over LinkedIn. I want them to want to do cool stuff on TikTok. That's not necessarily, I'm cool with LinkedIn. TikTok's not really my generation, but like it is what the, you know, Gen Zers are really looking at. And there's some super cool stuff. So again, it could mean a variety of things, but to me, it means like, let's not hire people just like ourselves. Let's figure out where the gaps are and fill those in. And we can get people with a growth mindset that might not have, you know, all the boxes checked on paper, but guess what? They can get there.
Yeah. So it was reading between the lines. What I'm hearing is, you know, maybe change your job description / job ad and requirements to ideally what I want to what I can actually get, number one. And then number two is really thinking outside the box of saying, maybe they don't have the competencies, but I can teach them. I want to make sure our listeners know that, you know, it can be discriminatory and most likely is if you're just hiring just because somebody's male, somebody's female, somebody's, you know, able-bodied, disabled. So really, really be careful about that. But think outside the box is what Donna's saying. Agree?
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing there on that, maybe the gender piece, we're looking at it as, you know, the best person's always going to get the job. But on my, you know, part of my role is to make sure they have options. You know, they need to have a diverse slate of candidates to choose from. And right. I need to provide that. I can't say, oh, I couldn't find any females that do this job, you know, and be like, well, here's some options for you to select from.
Yeah, I love it. Now, JC is providing me some stats here, so I'm just going to take over his role real quick here and say, you know, we're looking at some statistics from an article, and it says that 88% of employers believe that poor cultural fit may cause professionals to leave their organization. So culture is important.
Yeah.
I think too many managers or business owners, don't understand what culture means or cultural fit. So I love the terminology cultural ad. I think I'm going to start using that from now on, if you don't mind.
I love it. I can say a couple more things on this culture fit too, because like specifically where I'm at right now, you know, maybe they don't want to do some evening meetings. Like for example, it's 4 p.m. where I live. I've got another meeting later tonight because we need everybody together and they're in Australia. And I want to lead with that because somebody maybe in the U.S. or in an Eastern time zone is going to say, hey, that's probably not the culture for me. You know, this culture for me isn't, I don't work on Sundays. I never have, which is great, but there are some evening hours. There are some things that, you know, require fixing. There are some things that are still a little messy. And again, how I led with like, not everything is plug and play here. You know, if somebody really wants a very buttoned up, structured environment that, you know, they come in, do their job and they're done at like 5 o'clock. This isn't for them. Somebody's like, hey, I want my sleeves rolled up. I want in the detail. I want to be in the weeds and I want to solve and I want to build. Then this is the place for them.
And you're all over the universe, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Australia, the US, South Africa, Vietnam, the UK, Malaysia. Did I miss any?
Europe. So I have the pleasure of kind of being smack dab in the middle, right? So I've got Europe in the morning and I've got Australia and like APAC in the evening. So again, like, is that for everybody? You know, and my role is unique given that I'm hiring for globally, where some other roles are not that. They're going to be really, you know, specific to their region. So it isn't everybody, but it needs to be, you know, when you're in a leadership position here, that's something that needs to be addressed early.
Wow, this is amazing. I think I could talk to you for hours, but we don't have hours. So I'm going to wrap up this episode, episode 2 of our 5-part series on realizing that hiring is a team sport. In the next episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about this conversation and intentional hiring. Thanks for joining us and take care.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.